The White House will release its updated President's Management Agenda on Wednesday. And Margaret Weikert, the Deputy Director for Management, says IT modernization will be at its core. That's good news for members of the House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on IT. They're concerned that IT modernization was losing momentum. In his weekly feature, The Reporter's Notebook, executive editor Jason Miller writes about why the committee is going to continue to press agency CIOs to move off legacy systems, and he joins me now with more. So it sounds like a pincer attack from the White House and the committee on the Hill.
And I think there's some concern, Tom, that this effort around IT modernization was starting to lose momentum. As you read, one of the things that, you know, it took a year to get a new federal CIO in. Suzette Kent is now there. It took a year to get a new DDM, Margaret Weikert. She's now there. So the concern was with FITARA, the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act that was passed, the Modernizing Government Technology Act that was passed this past year, all these efforts by Tony Scott, the former federal CIO, would that go down the drain? Would that get lost in the administration changeover? So, and I think that's a major concern for the subcommittee. It's a major concern for many members of Congress. So I think, Tom, that hearing that at the hearing last week was really good news and really showed that, again, this administration is taking this very seriously.
Now, Ms. Weikert testified. Did you learn anything new about the agenda that we didn't know like a week ago when we last talked about it?
Right. A few things that stood out to me was obviously around this push for modernization at its core. She really kind of went back to that topic and explained how it's at its core. She also gave the committee an update around the Technology Modernization Fund. This is that $228 million request that the administration put forth for 2018, $210 million more for 2019. She said we're really hopeful the appropriators will approve that in the upcoming budget. We know, Tom, this is budget week this week, whether or not the CR gets extended, gets passed. There's some kind of omnibus. I like to say, Tom, I have a shutdown fever. I'm starting to get a little warm. I'm hoping to keep it down.
All right. You're looking down the street to see where that omnibus comes, I guess. And this IT subcommittee, how are they going to keep CIOs under pressure to move off these old systems?
I think there's two things. Number one, I think you're going to see more and more hearings around IT modernization. I think Congressman Will Hurd, Congressman Jerry Connolly, two of the most outspoken leaders in this area, are really pressing agencies to do more and report more about what they're doing. Letters are going to come from Hurd and Connolly and others. And I think the most interesting thing is the work the Government Accountability Office is doing, looking at these areas of IT modernization. Now, the GAO does this work all the time, but they highlighted three different pieces of three different ongoing efforts that I think are important to highlight. The first one, Tom, is GAO is looking at major efforts and why around IT modernization and why they struggle. They're looking at the FAA's Next Generation Air Traffic Control System, the IRS's CADE-2 effort, the DOD NVA electronic health record effort, and the SSA disability claims effort. And why is there a challenge? And why do they have continued to struggle? And one of the big things that GAO said is OMB involvement. When OMB is involved in projects, meaning paying close attention to it, those projects tend to succeed. So I think they're going to look at that and say, why are these acquisitions so troublesome, as one example.
Yeah, I guess if you look very closely at those four that you mentioned, they are very different sets of technologies. I mean, the FAA is, you know, in a whole new system of tracking planes. It's brand new technology. Doesn't have that much in common with the IRS and its customer account data engine, but I think they're looking at program management more
exactly.
than technology.
It's how they're going about making sure the program goes down the right path, not what technology they're buying and not even necessarily comparing one to the other, but what are some common themes among these high-profile, high-dollar figure, very important programs and why they continue to struggle year after year. And this goes back to this idea of tech stat and portfolio stat, something the Obama administration brought in. It's unclear whether OMB will continue these oversight efforts. So I think it's very important for GAO.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller. And cybersecurity is still a big part of IT modernization. And Congressman Will Hurd, that's kind of his pet peeve there too, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And one of the things he's asking agencies about, and I think this is where the pressure, additional pressure will come from, is how are agencies doing penetration testing? He believes that's a really key so agencies can understand how secure their networks are, how they can be resilient, and how they can ensure that if a hacker does break through, because they will, can they jump from network to network to network, or are they stymied at that network, that the first network that they broke into? So he's going to be writing a letter and asking for more details from agencies about how they are using using third-party penetration testing. Now, we know the Homeland Security Department, for instance, provides these red teams, but also now DHS is working with the General Services Administration to create a cybersecurity special item number under the schedules that vendors would be able to provide this type of penetration testing as well. And that will actually help agencies have more access and get more done, because currently DHS is limited to only what they can do, which is about 30 a year.
And you had a story, I think, last week saying that DHS is working on a cloud version of the trusted internet connection, because as they get into deeper monitoring and so forth, the cloud, commercial clouds, become part of federal IT systems, and that all has to be unified in some way.
Right. That's part of a series of pilots that are going to work through over the next 3 to 4 months, saying, okay, here's the architecture and how would that architecture work. But Tom, that's a story for another time. You're getting ahead of me on my notebook.
Okay, let's talk about FITARA, the Management Act, and all of these efforts that were supposed to be driving IT modernization. Sounds like Congress says, so drive them already.
I think that's a big piece of this momentum. We saw a lot of progress because of FITARA, and then that also led to the passing of the Modernizing Government Technology Act. And I think the concern is we've seen some FITARA scorecards recently that have either been flat or static or have gone backwards. And one big thing that Congressman Hurd brought up is the Defense Department. His frustration with the Defense Department, not just around FITARA, but around IT in general, is dramatically growing. And he has promised to bring in not only their CIO, acting CIO right now, but also their CFO and also their deputy secretary to talk about why, number one, DOD did not make their IT budget for 2019 request public, and secondly, why are they still stuck in the doldrums of the FITARA scorecard with 3 D's and 2 F's? Why aren't they making progress? So I think those are concerns for him. And then more generally, he wants to, and he said this before, and we've talked about this before, but evolve the FITARA scorecard into a digital hygiene scorecard to look not just at the FITARA areas, but more how are you doing with cybersecurity, specifically around CIO authorities, which is a big piece of FITARA, but also patch management, configuration management, some of those trends that DHS has found when they do, again, going back to the red teaming.
I guess it's good that Congress has this interest in federal IT. Somehow, sometime, they're going to take up the whole issue of the physical infrastructure of the country at large. But in many ways, the IT is the infrastructure of the government itself.
And I think you're absolutely right. And it's the infrastructure. You're seeing this across the electrical grid, the water, the telecommunications, the banking. It's that infrastructure, too. And you're seeing some of that effort. You know, the Energy Department, for instance, Tom, created a new assistant secretary around cybersecurity that's going to focus on that type of cybersecurity of critical infrastructure. And you're seeing hearings around it. But you're right that this legacy IT is what's running the government. And as we saw with the Office of Personnel Management breach, if your legacy is not secured, that can lead to a host of troubles.
Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Tom.
Be sure to check out his notebook now online at federalnewsradio.com.